Welcome to the GeoMob Podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the GeoMob Podcast. I am joined today by Annie Riordan-Smith, and she is one of the organizers of GeoBusiness, which is an event that's coming up in London in early June. We're going to go through all the details of exactly what the event is, for those that don't know. I suspect many of our listeners are already very familiar with it, but nevertheless, we're going to get into the details of what's different this year, what's coming up, why people should attend, and also how to get the most out of the event. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Annie.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me on, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and explain what your background is and who are you? What do you do in geospatial?
Super. Yeah. So I'm Annie Riordan-Smith. I am the event manager for GeoBusiness, which is an absolute pleasure. My background isn't actually geospatial in the traditional sense. I've come up through the events industry. So my expertise lies in putting on trade shows and bringing the right people together. Took over the role last January. I've been absolutely blown away by the support of the industry whilst I've been learning everything to do with geospatial. So, yeah, fairly new, I would say, to the industry, but not to events.
Well, welcome to the geospatial industry. Let's dive straight into, let's say, the basics, the facts and figures of GeoBusiness. When is it? Where is it? Who should attend? Give us a sense of the scale. How many people will be attending? You know, take us through all that.
Absolutely. So we are the UK's largest event dedicated to the geospatial industry with technology and innovation. We are at the Excel in London on the 3rd and 4th of June. And this year we'll be expecting over 6,100 professionals to come through the doors. It's a two-day show. It's lots of content there for the 2 days, so it is busy. We have over 110 exhibitors, and we've got the conference program as well that's alongside that on the show floor. So we've got 150 CPD accredited sessions delivered by over 200 speakers. So a genuinely very packed couple of days, and lots of networking as well. It's a really great place to come together and spend time with your peers.
What type of companies will be exhibiting? Who, you know, and who is attending? What's the background of most of these people?
So we have a number of different companies. So traditionally, it was surveying and capture technology, and that is still definitely well represented. We've got names like Regal, we've got Topcon, G2 Survey, Blue Sky International. They're all there, but I suppose the exhibitor mix has broadened over the years. So you'll find a lot of GIS and location intelligence platforms, earth observation companies, AI and analytic providers, infrastructure and utilities tech, and everything in between. We've got Ordnance Survey and Esri, which tells you something about the breadth. So a lot of exhibitors, if they're working in location data in any capacity, there will be exhibitors that are relevant to the audience.
So quite the full spectrum of the entire industry.
The full spectrum.
And on the attendee side, who are you, you know, who is the target audience of GeoBusiness?
So anyone working with location intelligence, anyone that wants to learn about how location intelligence is solving real world problems, they should come to the event. The conference, like I said, it's really comprehensive. We have themed theatres. So whilst we don't have an overarching theme for the event, we do have 7 theatres. We've got Earth Observation Stage. We have an Infrastructure and Utility Stage, an AI and Data Analytics Stage, a GIS and Location Intelligence Stage, Surveying and Capture Stage, and then a Demo Stage and a Main Stage as well. So we theme our theatres in the hope that the audience will be able to see where maybe they would best fit for taking on the talks.
I have looked over the list, and actually quite a few of the speakers are you know, former GeoMob speakers over the years and or, you know, regular GeoMob attendees. So I think this is for anyone who is a regular at GeoMob London, this is exactly highly relevant to
Absolutely. And every year we run an open call for speakers. So anyone can apply to speak. We definitely encourage first time speakers, underrepresented voices. We love to hear from people that haven't spoken before. We have a wonderful team of ambassadors for GeoBusiness that help me with the program. And we have hundreds of submissions. So we review them and then sort of put what's in the program, what's going to be genuinely useful for the audience. So again, those case studies, lessons learned, practical insights. It's not product pitches. It's we want our delegates to come and have real learnings from attending over the 2 days.
I guess as someone who comes from the event industry background, what would you say is different now kind of in the post COVID world with major events? I feel like, you know, with more and more people working from home or working remotely, events have taken on more significance. Would you agree with that?
100%. I think it's so nice for teams, especially teams that are working remotely, to be able to get together at an event and spend that time together. It's such a nice opportunity to have that face-to-face networking, which I really don't think you can beat meeting people face-to-face and having that time. If you're an exhibitor, being able to meet your clients as well. So it's not just about getting new business, it's about meeting your clients and having those face-to-face conversations. It's a real buzz. And I think certainly when I was in events post-COVID, the first events after lockdown, it was so nice to see people coming together and enjoying that in-person networking.
We've seen the same thing with our GeoMob events, actually. I mean, people are so hungry for the in-person contact, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
There's a, well, podcasts and video calls, they have their place. Honestly, there's no replacement for the in-person connection, so.
Definitely exhausting, though. After a day of being at a show like GeoBusiness, it's very tiring at the end of the day after all the conversations that you have.
Yeah. What? So let's imagine someone is listening right now. Maybe a regular GeoMob attendee. What would you say is the best way for them to get the most out of the conference? For example, I mean, considering different people. Let's imagine someone. For example, at GeoMob, we often have students or recent graduates, someone kind of at the early stage of their career, which frankly is a group that I think is having more difficulty right now in kind of the AI kind of reality. What would your advice be for how they could get the most out of GeoBusiness?
So certainly like a really important event for people that are early in their careers. And we will have sessions on over the 2 days for people that are in the early stages. I would say definitely have a look, plan your sessions that you want to attend. So have a look at the program ahead of time. We have an app that comes out a few weeks before the show that you can download and you can then select what talks that you want to go to. So I think having a bit of an idea over who you want to speak to, what talks that you want to attend, spend time with the associations. We have the AGI, RIC, CICES, the World Geospatial Industry Council, Royal Geographic Society. They're all there. Go speak to the associations and see what they can do for you and what the membership entails. And get involved in the networking and use it to speak to other people, to see what they're doing. And it's a great opportunity and such a welcoming community to be able to ask questions and learn. So yeah, don't be shy, wear comfortable shoes and make a bit of a plan of what you want to see and what you want to attend.
Very nice. And maybe then from the perspective of someone farther along in their career, I mean, you know, the unfortunate reality is there have been a lot of the current economic climate is not what it once was. And so I know a lot of people are switching jobs, worried about their job, looking for a new opportunity. Any particular advice for that cohort?
Again, really important to be there to network, to attend talks, to see what's new, what's changed, skills gap, upskilling, And yeah, just to be in a room with 110 different companies to be able to see what, you know, if you are wanting to change path, to see what's possible in the new technologies, and again, speaking with peers.
What topics and themes do you think people are most interested in, or what are you personally most interested in? I know you say you're new to the industry, but what gets you excited?
So we don't have like an overarching theme, but I think the themed theatres is quite exciting. One of which is the AI and analytics theatre. Obviously, AI is a big buzzword, but we have got some really great content that's going on to that theatre. So do check out our program when it comes live on our website. I think that's really exciting, and people will be able to see, you know, the pitfalls and you know, where it's going and what needs to be considered. We've got a lot of like real world case studies, which is really interesting. I think seeing the infrastructure and utility stage and the, you know, the talks of how location data is being used there. So, yeah, we don't have an overarching thing. I think it's all within every stage. There's like relevant, interesting content. And also the skills gap. That's quite an important theme as well. And the future of talent.
Well, I mean, regarding the not having an overarching theme or whatever, in some ways, I find it's somewhat difficult in geospatial to have an overarching theme, in that geospatial affects everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly that. So it's because it touches every sector. So that's why having the... It's a difficult job putting together the theatres, that's for sure. But I think that having the themed theatres does at least allow our visitors to know where they might head first.
Yeah, as the saying goes, everything happens somewhere. So that's the joy of geospatial, is that it connects every industry and every interaction has a physical component in some way. So one point I realized that we skipped over, Annie, what are the costs for attending?
It's free. So we are completely free to attend events. So whatever it costs you to travel to XL London, but once you're there, it's free to attend. All of the content is free. We don't charge for any of the seminar programs.
Very nice. That's fantastic. So really there's almost no barrier of it to entry for younger people.
Absolutely.
So, I know for 2026 is too late, but obviously GeoBusiness is an annual event. And so maybe for businesses that are thinking of, you know, whether it would make sense for them to exhibit, you know, maybe talk a bit about that side of things. What do the businesses get out of it? And what is the process if they would be interested in becoming a part of it going forward in 2027 and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. And we always welcome new companies every year. It's very simple. They just need to reach out, and Troy, who looks after the sales, will be very happy to have a chat and just, first of all, conversation, just to make sure that we're the right event. We're only interested in having companies that are going to benefit from their audience. So having a chat, see what their goals are, what they're trying to achieve, and then we can look at different options for them. So very easy to get involved. We do have a couple of stands left for this year, but I don't think they're going to hang around for too long. So if someone was interested, they would need to reach out as quickly as possible. And we have a virtual event as well. So we have a virtual event in September that people can get involved in. That's a 2-day online event, which is really nice. That's in September, and we'll be sharing details of that soon as well. But we will have a sales stand at GeoBusiness this year. So for any companies that are interested exhibiting or who haven't attended before, I'd say come along, see what it's like this year, and then come have a chat with us on the sales stand, and we can run through all the options with you.
What is the typical goal of exhibitors? Is it they're trying to acquire new customers? Is it it's a recruiting event? What's the emphasis?
can be a real mix depending on each individual company. But on the whole, I would say they're wanting to acquire new customers. They're wanting to meet their current customers face to face and have that in-person touch point, brand awareness. It might be a company that's got a new launch that they're wanting to showcase. So it really depends on the goals of the company. But yeah, customer acquisition is always high on the list, and they want to get a good return on their investment for being there.
Okay, very nice. What have I overlooked? What else should people know about the event? What particularly is going to be different this year, for example,
for those that
have attended in the past?
Yeah, we've got some really exciting things happening this year. We have got a really wonderful charity partner this year. We've got Humanitarian OpenStreetMap. They're our charity partner. And we're doing a mapathon session. So it's going to be an interactive session. They'll use the free, or visitors will use the free MapSwipe app to help identify and validate geographic features in areas that need better mapping. So we're hoping over the 2 days we'll have some real world impact from that. So we're really excited to have HOT as our charity partner. We've also got a startup village this year, and that is going to showcase the winners of the GeoAI Festival, which was a 6-month initiative led by Innovate UK and Satellite Applications Catapult to accelerate new companies. So that's really exciting. They're going to be there. Definitely worth having a chat with those. And they'll be doing a pitch session on our demo stage as well. We have got the AGI Awards. So that's on day one at 4 p.m. They're hosted by the Association for Geographic Information. It celebrates the best of geospatial innovation and a really, really nice hour to recognize outstanding achievements. So that's really nice on day one. We've also this year, which we haven't had before, is we've got a Korean pavilion. So that's quite exciting. We've got 6 companies from Korea showcasing what they can do. So we've got everything from AI-powered satellite imagery, drone applications, really exciting that they're going to be there as well. And we have Hot Topics this year as well. So that's going to be more sort of small group discussions on the topics shaping geospatial right now. So it's going to be intimate sessions with just 10 to 15 people. It'll be available to first come, first serve. So you can go and sign up for the sessions that you're interested in on the day. And essentially you'll join industry experts to explore key issues in more of an open, informal session. So a nice sort of chat interactive session rather than going and attending one of the talks. And we also have our infamous drinks trail as well at the end of day one. So people can have a drink and network, and then we'll be having drinks on the show floor post show as well.
Okay. So you've been pretty busy, Annie, organizing all this. Very, very, that is a very impressive lineup. Very cool. A great mix of different things.
Yeah, it's nice. It's always nice to add new things year on year. We're really excited for it. Certainly been busy for the for the team.
Well, you know, as someone who organizes the GeoMob events, and which are, you know, obviously microscopic in comparison to GeoMob, my head hurts just thinking about all the logistical challenge behind what you just described. Because it's a huge effort. Very cool. That is a great mix. You mentioned the Koreans. What percentage are most of the attendees, I guess, from across the UK, or is there a big foreign contingent? Or?
So we have a lot of, in terms of exhibitors worldwide, so we have people flying in from all over the world to exhibit. The majority of the attendees are UK, and a small percentage from about 15% from elsewhere in mainly Europe. But yeah, it's really exciting, the Korean Pavilion. There's some really cool companies, so definitely worth going over and checking them out. And they'll also be doing a session on the demo stage, like a pitch session, so you can learn a bit more about each of those companies on the demo stage.
That is very cool. That is excellent. I mean, that is a great mix of you know, the established players, new and exciting things. I love the hot charity angle. My own company, we every year we do an annual Christmas donation to HOT as well. So it's a wonderful cause. And I encourage people to check it out and get involved.
Yeah, I'm so excited. They're doing a few different speaking sessions as well. So, and they have a stand. So I'd really encourage our visitors to go over and speak to the HOT team and see how they can get involved and learn more about what they do.
Very nice. Well, I guess bringing that all together, I see no reason people should not attend, especially given that it's free. I mean, this is going to be a fantastic event. So
it is. It's a really fun couple of days. And what I would say is have a look on our website. The program's launching soon, and you'll be able to see sort of the breadth of speakers that we have. And then the main stage will be released in a few weeks as well. So do keep an eye on our socials and on our website to see what's on.
I will, of course, have all that linked in the show notes so that people can easily access it. So, if, nevertheless, people do have questions, Annie, what is the best way for them to get in touch and get involved? Or
yes.
To register for the event, they do that on the website, I assume? Or?
Yes, to register, it's on the event. But if anyone's got questions, and I love questions, please, I'm very open, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn or drop me an email. We get such great feedback from people that reach out. And for myself and the team, we want to be putting on the best event for the industry. So if there's anything that anyone feels that we're missing, please just reach out and we'd love to have a conversation to see how we can improve and what we can bring in for next year.
Excellent. We will, of course, get your LinkedIn profile also in the show notes so that to make it easy for people to get in touch. So, Annie, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us. And it sounds like it's going to be a great event. I wish you and all the other organizers the best of luck, and I encourage everyone to attend.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on the GeoMob Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and find links to our accounts on Mastodon and LinkedIn, so that you can stay up to date on all our upcoming events. We hope to see you at an event soon.